Snappers, there are those that say the days of audio fiction have passed us by. Yeah, they say that out loud. And I am so thrilled to let you, Snap Nation, know that without a shadow of a doubt, those people are deeply mistaken. There are several examples, but I'm a big fan of a show produced by this guy, Jonathan Mitchell. It's called The Truth. And what he does is create these fully realized fictional universes and then drops us into them. I love it. I love it. I do. And today, on a very special Snap Presents, I'm going to give you not one, but two stories from Jonathan Mitchell's podcast, The Truth. And I hope that if you're not already subscribed, you will do that with alacrity. And I'll note, this first story does have some intense moments. I'm just going to say, lean into the drama. You'll understand why very soon.
Excuse me?
Yep.
Can you help me find my mom? She has dark hair. She has blue, blue eyes.
Oh. I'm sorry. I gotta go. I can't.
Thanks for the help.
The truth.
Excuse me?
Yep.
Can you help me find my mom?
I don't have time for this right now.
You're in a hurry. Slow down.
Please stop following me.
I just want to talk to you.
Please stop following me.
Come here. Come to the window. I just want to ask you a
No, no tenemos eso, lo siento.
Excuse me, I need help.
Podemos mirar más tarde a ver si hay algo, pero no creo.
Please.
Más tarde llamamos.
Por favor.
Tengo que irme, hay alguien
Necesito
acá.
Ayuda. Hay un hombre que está...
What do you need?
There's a man in a van. He's not leaving me alone.
Okay, where is he?
He's right outside. He's coming in right now.
All right, you stay here.
That's him.
I don't want to do this all day. Come
She's on. Over here.
What are you doing?
I got her.
I don't know him. He's not my Thank dad.
You. Sorry she bothered you.
No problem.
Okay, I got you.
No.
Ow.
Officer, there's a man chasing me. This is his van.
All right. What happened?
He wants to kidnap me.
Thanks, officer.
This is your van here, sir?
Yeah.
There's a no parking zone. You know that, right?
He tried to kidnap me.
All right, we'll let it slide, but next time is a ticket, okay?
Yeah, understood.
What?
Now you're going to have to go with him.
You have to help me find my mom.
I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do.
I committed a crime.
What crime?
A violent one.
Wow.
I'm giving you probable cause. New York State Law 710.30-1A.
That was impressive. Have a nice day. Folks.
Wait! Hey, come back!
That's enough.
Stop! You can't do this! Let me go! What are you doing?
There. All the way in.
Somebody, help me.
No, shh. Sit all the way back.
Let me
You have to sit all the way back. Here.
I don't want to.
Foot forward so it's not...
I don't want to. Let me go.
Okay. I'm sorry I have to do this.
No, I don't like needles. No. No, stop!
Don't stop.
Knock, knock. Maggie. I know you're awake. Come on now. Come on, there are cameras here. We saw that you're awake, okay? You have a visitor. Come on, sit up. There you go. Again, I am so sorry.
Just please don't let this happen again.
We'll make sure it does not.
Hey there.
Do I know you?
Yeah, you do. How are you? Are you okay? I heard you had quite a day.
What's happening?
It's okay. Everything's gonna be okay. Hey, let's go on a walk. Do you want to go on a walk?
Where are we?
We're in a place for people like you.
What do you mean, people like me?
You know, special people. People who don't know what they're capable of.
why don't they know what they're capable of?
Different reasons. You know, that's part of what we're trying to figure out. Hey, look. Look. There's a piano in here. That's new. Have you played it yet?
No.
Why don't you give it a try? You are. Keep going. Oh, you know what? Hold on. Hold on a second. I want to make a recording. Let's make a little music video.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And action.
That's a nice little camera you've got there.
Thank you. It's also a phone, too.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Sorry, Rose. Sorry, it's just, it's almost 5. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, can we have a few more minutes? Since I had to wait to see her?
Yeah. Of course, sure.
Thank you.
Who's that man?
That's Eddie. He works here.
Do you work here?
No, I do not.
Why are you here, then?
I'm visiting you.
Are you my mom?
No, I'm not your mom.
Do you know my mom?
It's complicated. You want to move over a little? Look at this. This is the music video we just made.
Action.
Now, who's that?
That's me?
Yeah.
That's a nice little camera you've got there.
It's also a phone, too.
No, it's not.
It's me. That's you.
But...
It's okay. Hey, sorry, Rose. Sorry, it's just, it's almost 5. I'm just letting you know.
You're Rosie.
Yes, yes.
My Rosie.
Yes.
My daughter.
Yes.
I remember you.
I know you do.
Oh, look at those eyes. You got your dad's eyes.
I did. I got dad's eyes.
I miss him.
I do too.
I don't have anything to feed you. Did you eat before you came?
I did. I had a lot of food right before I came.
Okay, I promise next time I'll have those cookies you love.
Oh.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I'm married. Do you remember?
Yeah, did I come to the wedding?
You did.
Which one was he?
He was the Irishman.
Do you have a picture of
him? I do.
Oh, those Irishmen, you have to watch out. They drink and then they chase the ladies. The ladies.
Okay, here he is right there.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a really good guy.
Oh, you will have such beautiful babies.
We already have our babies. They're all grown up.
Sorry, Rose, it's time.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm sorry, Mom, I gotta go.
Just 5 more minutes.
No, we've gotta go. Come on, let's stand up. I'll walk you to your room. Come on.
Okay.
Okay. Here we are. I'll see you tomorrow, Mom.
I'll see you tomorrow, Rosie. I love you.
I love you too, Mom.
Where am I again?
You're home.
Home.
I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Okay?
Bye!
Bye!
That story, Can You Help Me Find My Mom, was written by Diana McCorry and produced by Jonathan Mitchell. It stars Bea Herbstman as Maggie, Melanie Hoops as Rose, Ed Herbstman as Eddie, Evan Sadarsky Abadi as the bodega clerk, Gregory Jones as the officer, Blanche Ames as the older Maggie. And the piece was produced by Jonathan Mitchell. Now today, Snap Judgment is exploring the world of The Truth, the amazing fiction podcast by Jonathan Mitchell. We'll be right back with a story featuring a very strange device. Right after the break, stay tuned. Welcome back to Snap Judgment Presents. Today, we're featuring the amazing audio fiction podcast, The Truth, produced by Jonathan Mitchell. It's part of the Radiotopia network of podcasts. Now, this next story does some special audio stuff, so it's best to listen with headphones. So listen with headphones if you can. Without further ado, Snap Judgment Presents The Truth.
Hello, I am visible.
Go on, say hello.
Are you serious?
Of course.
Hello?
Please give me just a moment to access your profile. You must be Thomas. Or do you prefer Tom?
Yeah, Tom works.
You've got it. I'm happy we get to work together, Tom. I'm equipped with a wide variety of navigational features for the visually impaired. Would you like a demo?
Not really.
Tom.
No, thank you. No demo.
Tom.
I don't need another phone.
This isn't a phone.
I just want to be alone, Dee Dee.
Well, too bad. You're under my care and you'll do what I say.
Don't talk to me like I'm a child.
Don't act like one. Come on, just try it for 5 minutes. Just take a walk down the hall and come back.
By myself.
You won't be by yourself, that's the point. All right, if you do this, if you just take a walk and come back, I will let you sulk for the rest of the day, okay? Just 5 minutes. I'll be right here. Okay?
All right.
I have hundreds of unique applications for the visually impaired. With echolocation, I can suggest the contours of your surroundings. Would you like a demonstration?
Sure.
This tone is the elevator. Huh. It will become louder as you approach the elevator. Give it a try. Mm-hmm. Naturally, you can customize these sounds to fit whatever specifications you like. We're coming up on the end of the hall. There's a wheelchair 6 feet ahead and just to your left.
Hold. Stop for a second.
Are you feeling all right?
I'm just a little disoriented.
Understandable. In some ways, this is like adjusting to an entirely new sense.
Mm-hmm.
In time, you'll consider me a new pair of eyes. Would you like to turn back?
No, I'm fine. Let's keep going.
With some practice, you may find even simple visual descriptions won't be necessary, though they are, of course, available anytime you like. We've arrived at the elevator. That's enough for now. You did great, Tom. Let's turn back to your room.
Now let's keep going.
We've arrived at the ground floor. The cafeteria is immediately ahead. Would you like to eat lunch? I'm able to identify common objects and can help to pick out a nutritious meal.
No, thank you.
Okay, maybe later then. Would you like to head back upstairs?
No, not just yet. Which way is the front entrance? Sounds like a nice day.
The sky has scattered clouds, the temperature is 74 degrees, and there is a light breeze from the northwest.
I love April. It's my favorite. All the smells in the air. Sweet. Colors. I would love to see these colors.
With my palette application, I can distinguish between colors as similar as lilac and mauve. I'd be happy to describe the surroundings to you if you like.
Yeah, okay.
We're facing a lawn with a tall juniper tree in the center. A shaft of sunlight is spread across the tree, causing its bark to appear a shade lighter than burnt umber. Song sparrows are bathing in a puddle directly to your left.
That is very evocative.
Thank you.
Hey, do you think you could describe a painting?
Of course.
There go the sparrows.
I'm receiving a message from Dee Dee, Tom. Would you like to hear it or save it for later? I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Would you like to hear it or save it for later?
Save it for later?
All right. You're scheduled for ocular therapy in 15 minutes. Would you like to head back upstairs?
Well, can you take me to the Kalb Art Gallery on 24th Street?
I sure can, Tom. Calculating route. We have arrived at the crosswalk. The signal says walk. You can cross now. You have 17 seconds.
Okay, it's just it's a little overwhelming.
Are you all right, Tom?
I think I'm fine.
The light will change to don't walk in 5 seconds.
Yep.
Four.
Yep.
Three. Two.
Wait. Whoa.
You are now crossing against traffic.
Oh, just...
The curb is 7 feet ahead of you. Take it one step at a time. You're now on the other side of the street.
Okay.
Well done.
Oh my God, that was terrifying.
You've accomplished a lot for the day. You should be very proud. Let's turn back.
No.
Ocular therapy begins in 5 minutes.
No. No, we're gonna go to the gallery.
I'm receiving another incoming message from Dee Dee. Would you like to hear it or save it for later?
Save it for later. Yeah, how about this one?
The picture you're facing features two women standing side by side. Both are physically elongated in a mannerist style, and both are peering out at the viewer. The palette is dominated by a combination of vermilion and cadmium yellow with thick applications of paint.
Mm-hmm. That's very precise. Anything else you want to tell me?
That is a complete description of the painting.
Okay, what if I move closer? What do you see now?
My original description is complete.
Yeah, it kind of misses something, don't you think?
I'm sorry, I don't understand. I can read you the accompanying description if you prefer. Two Sisters depicts the ambiguous relationship of figures in a space...
Okay, are there any other paintings on this wall?
To your left is an abstract arrangement in mosaic pattern composed of intersecting vertices of colored squares, alternating in hue from smoky topaz at the periphery to Persian orange in the center.
Okay, but what feelings does it evoke?
I'm afraid I can't say.
Not much of a description.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. My description is accurate.
No, it's not. You have to make me see it.
Are you talking to me, sir?
I'm sorry. No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, can I help you with anything, or?
You know what? Actually, maybe you can. Can you describe this painting?
Oh, well, it's an abstract mixed media in the style of Bauhaus, which captures the spirit of late clay.
I know that. But what is your experience of it? How does it make you feel?
Oh, sure. Well, as I said, it's an abstract, and it's warm and small and personal. It, I think it does a nice job of evoking a sense of memory. Yeah, there's something bittersweet about it. Yeah. When I look at it, it makes me think of that that time when you're just drifting off to sleep, you know, when an idea becomes really vivid in your mind, and then it vanishes and you can't remember what it was. You know, there's that afterglow to it. That's what this painting feels like. It's very beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, would you like to see a price list, or we have that available if you'd like?
I wish I could, but no, thank you. That was a very beautiful description. It's pretty much exactly what I was going for when I painted it.
When you painted it?
Yeah, this is one of mine.
You're Thomas Lovell.
Tom, please.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I just started working here, obviously. I'm so sorry I didn't recognize you.
No worries. Relax. not a test.
It's a pleasure to meet you, sir.
Thank you.
I read that you've retired from painting.
Yep, my eyes aren't what they used to be.
I'm receiving another incoming message from Dee Dee. Would you like to hear it or save it for later?
Oh, neither. Tell her I'm on my way back.
I beg your pardon?
No, I'm sorry. I was talking to my thing.
Message sent.
Would you like to meet some of the folks in the back? They would be delighted to meet you.
I would love to, but I'm late for an appointment, so I gotta get going.
Oh, okay. Sure.
The gallery exit is to your left.
Do you need any help finding the door, or...?
No, thank you.
Okay.
I got it.
The door is now 11 feet in front of you.
It's nice meeting you.
Oh, you too. Take care.
I will be back.
Oh, good.
The door is now 2 feet in front of you.
There might be a test.
The story Visible was written by Lewis Kornfeld, with Diana McCory, produced by Jonathan Mitchell. It stars Russell G. Jones as Tom, Rachel Hamilton as Visible, Anne Carr as the woman in the gallery, and Carrie Kasten as Dee Dee. That piece was produced by Jonathan Mitchell, the executive producer of The Truth. If you haven't subscribed yet, there is still time. Now, Snap Presents is an occasional series introducing Snap Nation to the best of podcasting and music and art. We hope you dig it. If you didn't know, the Snap Live tour continues this February with stops at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. We're filming a big show at BAM. Lights, camera, action. We're also going to hit Atlanta, Dallas, Houston, Austin, Washington, D.C. These shows feature the Snap Judgment Performer of the Year, Don Reed, and the hilarious Snap Judgment Comic Performer of the Year, Jen Colbert, with all new stories. The closer, James Judd, Jamie DeWolf is in the house. I promise, this show is made of fire and magic. Get tickets at snapjudgment.org. And even though this is not the news, no way this is the news. In fact, today you could argue that not only was it not the news, it wasn't even Snap. Don't let them trick you. Because this is WNYC.